I want to start by talking about the first at-bat you had yesterday. Lefty on lefty, you fall behind nothing and two. You work the count back to 3-2. You get a slider, you loop it into right field for a base hit. What was the key for you in that at-bat?
Just competing, you know, not giving in, trying not to, you know, I thought I missed some pitches early on that I could have done some damage with, but, you know, just not trying to do too much in that moment. Trying to get the guy in from second base and you know, just competing my butt off in that spot.
When you have a long at-bat like that and you are fouling off pitch after pitch, do you feel like the advantage goes to the hitter in that kind of situation?
Yeah, you start to see more and more. You know, I'd seen every pitch he had. Started to see kind of where each pitch needed to start to do some damage on. And, yeah, I think as it goes on, you get a little more comfortable. You start to think along with him and, yeah, able to get a hit there.
Another good moment for you yesterday. Now an 8-game hitting streak, career-long hitting streak. What do you feel like is going well for you right now?
Yeah, stringing together good at bats, you know, taking my walks too, which has been big. But, you know, just being aggressive in the right spots and not trying to do too much, you know, stay in the middle of the field, but just be ready to hit.
Lefty on lefty, it's something you're seeing a lot more of now as you continue to not just play every day, be in the lineup every day, but also stay in there late in the game against left-handers. How do you feel about your development so far this season against lefties in particular?
Yeah, I think it's a huge step for my career in general. Something I've always wanted to do. You know, I know it's not an easy gig. But it's something that where I want to compete against those guys. I want to be in those moments, and you know, still improving. You know, still have a lot of work to do in those situations. But you know, improving every day on it, working every day at it, and wanting those moments.
What are some of the keys of improving, you know, continuously against left-handers?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting a lot of work in the cage, seeing those different reps. You know, picking out different starting points, because, you know, those back end guys are no joke. And so those are the guys you really got to bear down against. You know, you're not trying to trying to hit homers in those situations. You're trying to be short to it and get a pitch to hit and not miss it. That's the biggest thing. You very rarely get one or two pitches in a bat to do damage on, and so you can't miss those one or two.
We're joined by Gavin Sheets here on the Padres Radio Network. Obviously, it's been two pretty back-and-forth games. You know, yesterday we have warnings issued. What's been your impression getting into the foray that is Dodgers and Padres here?
No, it's two really good teams competing against each other. And, you know, you expect high emotions. You expect it, you know, when we're at Petco and then now that we're here at Dodger Stadium, you know, every fans are on edge. Players are competing hard. And, you know, we understand the importance of these series and just two teams competing.
Gavin, great job yesterday. Great job as of late at the plate. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.